Our next report comes from Proctor, but actually Pike Lake. Rob Marone is the teacher up there. And this was the one that came to us as a video. And each of his class members has added to this report. So it runs a little bit long, but believe me, it's worth a listen.
My name is Bailey, and I am in our phonology virtual classroom with 8 fourth graders from Pike Lake Elementary School. Here are the observations that we have made around our own homes while we wait to get back to school.
Hello, this is Ashley. And on Sunday, I observed that in the morning, the puddle in my yard was frozen. Later in the day, I observed that it had melted completely. I think it was because in the morning it was cloudy and the sun came out in the afternoon.
This is Bailey, and my observation was on Sunday, I observed that most, if not all, of the fish are dead in our lake at our cabin. We noticed that 100+ fish were on our shore. Since that ice has been melting, my family and I did some reading and investigating and figured it was maybe because they didn't get enough oxygen this winter. We think there's too much snow on top of the ice. Once more, if the ice and snow melts, we will be able to see exactly how many have died. The eagle that has a nest on that lake will love eating all the dead fish.
Greetings, my name is Britta. On Tuesday, I observed that a beaver had been in the canal behind our garage and took lots of wood with him to build his dam. I think he had to rebuild his dam because it got swept away when the ice melted off the canal and water started flowing. Our house is the second to last house on the canal, so I'm wondering if he had gone to everyone else's house before ours or if ours had the best building materials.
Hello, my name is Gavin, and on Tuesday, I observed a supermoon. Supermoon is when the moon is as close as the moon will get to Earth. This is why it happens only 3 or 4 times a year.
Hi, I'm Catherine. Last week I observed 2 barred owls and I didn't see it happen, but one puked up a pellet. We dissected it. It is a lot of work, but it is fun. On Thursday in the morning, I observed about 30 dark-eyed juncos all over my yard.
This is Leora. On Saturday, I observed that the pussy willows are starting to explode and open up in the ditch. I observed their buds and discovered that some of them are soft and fuzzy. I also observed that the water looks like root beer. I did some research and discovered that it is because of the leaves from the fall before that are dying in the water.
Hi, I am Lindsay, and this is my observation. I observed that the deer are being much more active. For the last couple of weeks, I have seen a group of about 10 deer at about 6 p.m. in my backyard. I think that the deer are more active because it is getting warmer. I think that the deer might think that it will be spring soon because of the inclement temperatures we have been experiencing lately. Another theory is that because the snow has melted in some of the areas that they hang out in, there might be food to eat, which brings them back to my backyard each night.
Hello, this is Nadine. On Tuesday, I observed the first mosquito. I also saw green grass in my yard in Saginaw. Throughout the week, I watched a pair of robins get nest materials. On Thursday, I observed the male and female purple finch. On Wednesday, I saw a blue jay at my feeder in Saginaw. I think the blue jay migrated for the winter because I haven't seen them since fall.
Greetings, this is Peyton. For the past week, I have observed that the snow is melting fast on the south side of my house. I think that the snow is melting because the sun shines on the south side of my house most of the day.
This concludes our phonology report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Be aware, things are happening out there. My word, that was great. What a nice report. A lot of good things there. Fish dying in Bailey's Lake. The oxygen levels probably got too low. The eagles, as she mentioned, are probably going to be eating well. And Britta talked about the beavers along the canal behind her house. You know, Britta, the beavers will go only a certain distance from water. So if there's water available where they can dive in and get protection, they will explore. And if they find the kinds of trees that they like to eat, they will eat them or cut them down and take them away. That's for sure. So I would think that unless your yard was the only one with good eating trees in it, then your neighbors probably had the same sort of an attack. And Gavin was looking at the supermoon, and Catherine had barred owls, juncos, and then we heard about pussy willows and stained water. And I like the fact that the student went out and did a little research to figure out why the water would be the color of coffee. And Nadine saw a mosquito. Yeah, that's right. They're coming out. I saw one myself. And Peyton was talking about the water melting, and I mean the snow melting and the sunshine. Great report. Thank you, all of you from the Proctor area.